Welcome to the Thrive Girl Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Dos Santos, and I'm here to talk all things business, money, motivation, and manifestation. My goal in this podcast is to help turn your vision board into your reality and live a life of freedom. I'll interview some of the most amazing women in business who will give you all the tips and advice you need to live your most abundant life. We were not put on this earth to survive. We are here to thrive. So without further ado, let's go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Thrive Girl Lifestyle Podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope everyone had a great Monday. I love Mondays. You know, Mondays just always feel like a fresh start. I feel like Mondays are equivalent to New Year's for me. I don't know. I just always feel like if you got through a tough week or there's something new that you want to work on, when it's Monday, it's just like you're going to go all in. You're starting. It's like chapter one, page number one. I just love it. And I know there's a lot of people out there that don't like Mondays because it's like, womp, womp, womp. You know, the weekend is over. Gotta get back to the grind. You know, gotta go to work. And people tend to look at Mondays like the buzzkill of the week because Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe you were off. You were living your best life. You had Sunday fun day maybe. And then here comes cranky old Monday just dragging you back to reality. But I think that's one thing that I really learned to shift in my life. I look at Mondays and each new week as like an empty page, and you can create whatever you want out of that week. And a lot of it is, again, mindset, just replacing that negative emotion towards Monday, the start of a new week, to making yourself excited about Mondays and thinking, wow, what can I fill this week up with? And one way on how to improve your Mondays is treat yourself to something on Mondays. So if you are that person that kind of hates Mondays, do something about it to change it. Maybe every Monday morning on your way to work, you're going to go stop and get your favorite coffee from Starbucks and you're going to treat yourself. Or Monday night, you're going to have, you know, family ice cream night. Or you're going to allow yourself to take 30 minutes after work to stop at TJ Maxx, stroll around the store, just look at all the things, smell the candles, and treat yourself and buy something small for yourself, because you know what? That's gonna make you excited for Mondays. And you're gonna look at Monday as something exciting, something that's new opportunity, instead of looking at Mondays like it's crashing your party. Because again, why go into a beautiful, fresh new week with a negative feeling towards it? It's just not gonna serve you. So that's just my tip on Mondays, because today is Monday. And one of my favorite sayings about Mondays is, Monday reminder, you are capable of creating the life you have always wanted. This episode is sponsored by Zen Business. Zen Business makes it easy to start, run, and grow your dream business. Zen Business offers the tools, guidance, and expertise that you need to help you become your own boss. Zen Business is what I personally use to help open my first business and can't recommend it enough. Zen Business. Let me start today's episode with a question for you guys. And the question is, have you ever thought about something and then it happened? Or maybe you thought about someone that you hadn't talked to in a long time, and then a few minutes later, they're calling you or maybe sending you a text? Were you ever maybe driving on your way home from work and you were thinking about what maybe your spouse is making for dinner, and then you get home and the dinner that you thought about is sitting on your kitchen table waiting for you? Now, I'm sure most of us can relate to one of those theories in one way, or something like that has happened. And there's some people where they have things like that happen to them all the time, and they'll just tell you tons of stories like that. So my question now is, when those things happen, is it because you're psychic or because you're manifesting it? So this kind of stuff happens to me all the time. And before I really learned about the power of manifestation and the law of attraction, you know, I didn't know about that stuff. I didn't even know what it was. I didn't know it was a thing. So a lot of times, like my husband will tell you, he's always calling me psychic. He's always like, you're psychic, you're psychic. And, you know, I have been to 2 or 3 psychics in my lifetime. I have to think really hard about it because it's been so long ago. I'm going to say definitely, yeah, 2 psychics. You know, I am a religious person. I also believe in the power of energy and the law of the universe. So I am a spiritual person and I take in all these factors. In regards to seeing a psychic or doing any type of a reading, I always thought it was super interesting, but I never really felt tons of urges to go and do that. I don't know why. It kind of just has like a icky, weird feeling for me to think about going to someone like that, but I have. And the first psychic that I saw when I was in college and undergrad, so I was probably 21 at the time. It was kind of freaky because she told me a lot of stuff that has happened already in my life. And I'm not even going to go dive into that conversation right now because that would just use the whole episode. But long story short, she told me some crazy stuff. I didn't really believe it at the time, thought it was super left field, but she was right. And you know what? This person actually passed away a few years ago because my friend also saw her and she would tell me the craziest stuff and just spot on things that happened. And we found out that she passed away a few years ago, but she told me a lot of crazy stuff. And one thing she told me, she said, you know, you're very intuitive. She goes, I feel like you have some psychic abilities and you're very intuitive and you need to explore that a little more. And I kind of just shoved that away, pushed that energy away really fast. And I was just like, nope, 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 not interested. I don't want to do that. I guess out of fear, like I just wanted to close any doors that would allow maybe some spirits to come and, I don't know, haunt me in my sleep. I don't know. I just, you know, shut all that out. But she told me that. And if you ask my husband, he thinks I'm psychic. And my husband would probably agree with this woman, and my husband all the time is calling me psychic. So let me talk about a couple things that happened to me in the past 2 weeks on this kind of topic. In the past 2 weeks were kind of a roller coaster a little bit because, like I told you on the last episode, I was sick. So I wasn't feeling great. I didn't have a voice. My throat was sore. It was just annoying and icky, and I'm healthy now and happy for that. So that kind of already had my vibe down a little bit. And I was working super hard every day to try to just push past that and, you know, rise above that feeling of negativity. But I called my husband about 2 weeks ago and he was working. And I said to him, have you ever been called for jury duty? And he was like, I think one time I got the letter in the mail, but I didn't have to go for whatever reason. So no, I never had to participate in jury duty yet. And I said, yeah, you know, I remember this one time in undergrad, I got the letter to go to jury duty, but I didn't have to go because I was a full-time student at the time and I had exams. So they dismissed me and didn't require me to go. And he's like, why are you talking about that? I said, I don't know. I'm just really thinking about jury duty. The next day, my husband calls me. Now, this is less than 24 hours later. My husband calls me and he goes, you are not going to believe what just happened. And I said, what? He goes, I just got the mail. You got a letter and I got a letter and we are both being called for jury duty. He was like, how the hell did you know that was going to happen? He said, you just called me yesterday about this. He's like, I cannot believe this. And I kind of just started laughing. And again, at this point, like these kind of things, I just normalize it now. I just said, you know, I guess I just felt it coming. And again, did I cause that to happen? I'm pretty sure I didn't because I'm pretty sure that letter was in the mailbox before I even thought that thought because it was already in my mailbox the next day. So that happened. And then the next thing that happened was I walk around my neighborhood every day. So like I told you, when I was not feeling well, I still made it a priority to try and exercise, to try to walk, to try to do some movement because I know it's going to help me feel better. It's going to release those endorphins and I just wanted to feel better and I enjoy doing it. So I wanted to do it. I've been walking around this neighborhood now for like a year and a half. Okay. Nothing bad has ever happened to me. I'm on high alert. Even though I'm listening to my earbuds, I'm still like one is lower than the other. I'm looking around. I'm making sure that cars are not going to run me over. And I'm walking down the street, a street pretty close to my house, and I see this dog, this gray pit bull. And I think to myself, where's the owner? The dog didn't have a leash on. It had a collar on, but he was just walking around like the street, kind of just strolling along. And I didn't see anyone with a leash or anyone close to the dog. And I thought, that's weird. So I just kind of was on the other side of the street. I just kept casually walking by, like calm and normal. And then I saw some people like out in the front lawns, like working on their lawns. And I just thought, okay, you know, maybe it's one of their dogs and they're just like watching it, or they have one of those invisible fences. I don't know. So now as I'm walking past the dog, I'm like freaking out a little bit because I'm a little bit scared of dogs. I don't own a dog. I had a dog as a child. Nothing ever happened to me that I know of or that I can remember when it comes to dogs. But there's something about dogs that I just feel uneasy about. And I hate that. I don't want to feel that way towards dogs. And it tends to be like the larger sized dogs. Like if a tiny little dog runs up and is even one of those yappy ones, like I don't really get that scared of it. But when there's like a larger dog, it just scares me. Now that I feel like I'm walking away from the dog, like I just kind of start panicking in my head, like, where is the owner of this dog? Then I'm walking past a house and there was three kids in the front yard playing. And I just thought, oh gosh, I hope the owner is nearby. And then I turned around and I didn't see the dog anymore. So I was like, okay, probably one of the owners saw it. Okay, good. Then I'm walking down my street and I just can't get this thought out of my mind about this dog. Now I'm around the corner heading up my street. I'm all the way at the other end of the street. I'm walking towards my house up my street like I do every day. Nothing new. By the time I'm one house away from my house, I see the dog again. And now I'm panicking because I'm like, okay, I'm on a totally different street. Now the dog is in my neighbor's yard and there's no one around. There's no leash. I'm like, okay, this is a loose dog. And like I said, it was a pit bull. Nothing against pit bulls. I know there's people out there that tell me every day, like pit bulls can be the friendliest dogs. And I have seen many patients with pit bulls that are nice. So I'm not trying to say like it was this big scary dog. I'm just telling you what kind of dog it was. And he's in my neighbor's yard and I'm approaching my house. I'm about one house away. Now I'm kind of panicking. So I call my husband because my husband and my son were home inside watching a soccer game in our family room. I had left the front door unlocked because they were sitting right there. So I call my husband because I wanted him to just come outside and see the dog. So as the phone's ringing, the dog looks up and looks directly at me. When he looked at me, I just froze inside and I just felt this really bad feeling that something bad was going to happen. I decided to cut up my front lawn like in a diagonal way and go up that way and try to just go inside my house. As I casually start to stroll onto my grass, the dog just fires off like a cannon right towards me, is barking and chasing me. Now, as soon as I see that dog take off, I run so fast. I don't think I've ever ran that fast in my life. And I am screaming at the top of my lungs. And as I am running to my front door and this dog is chasing after me, barking at me, all I can think to myself is, oh my God, I hope my front door is still unlocked. I get to my front door. Now this dog is chasing me. The dog has now run all the way up to my front door right behind me. Thank God I get to the door. The door is open. I slam the door behind me. The dog right outside my door. My husband and my son are screaming on the top of their lungs, watching some soccer game that is blasting on the TV. And they just like look at me and are like, what the hell is going on with you? Like, why are you running through the front door like that? And I was like, did you guys not hear me screaming and see a dog chasing after me? They're like, no. And I got to tell you guys, it was one of the scariest things that has happened to me in quite some time. So once I like sat down and stopped shaking, I thought, oh my gosh, as I'm thinking about my day, I was at this patient's house that had a dog and it was a nice dog. And she was just telling me how, you know, I need to be careful going to people's houses that have dogs because they're trained to attack you. And we had just literally talked about this. And in my entire life, I have not been attacked by a dog like that. And then that goes and happens that day, which is just mind blowing. And then this other thing that happened was I was in this neighborhood. I had a patient that lived in this neighborhood and I saw this patient probably about a year and a half ago. And I haven't heard from this patient in a year and a half. And I was in her neighborhood the other day and I thought about her. Just thought, oh, I remember coming here because so-and-so lived here. That next day, I got a referral fax to my fax machine for that patient. So when these things happen, guys, is it coincidence? Is it a psychic power? Is it manifestation? What is it? But I'm sure that you guys listening have similar stories that you can tell me. So digging a little deeper on that, you know, there's two reasons oftentimes why these things happen. One is you manifest it, you know, the power of thought, that what you think about happens, that you thinking something and you visualizing it in your brain can cause it to happen, which is AKA manifestation. Manifestation is based on the theory of quantum physics that everything in the universe is energy. And people who practice manifestation believe that the mind is a powerful tool and that when they align their energy with the energy of the universe, they can manifest whatever they want. And people use these specific manifestation techniques and different law of attraction techniques to help those things happen. So that's one reason. And another reason why oftentimes when you think about something and it happens is because you picked up on the energy before it happened. You get this inner message from your gut or from your heart that's telling you that this is going to happen. So it's like that expression. You have a gut feeling. You have a gut reaction that this is going to happen. And what does that expression mean? So a gut feeling is a popular expression that is used in everyday language that refers to this instinctive feeling of intuition, belief, and decision without any type of a rational underpinning. If you want to scientifically break it down even more, your gut feelings are a combination of your gut bacteria communicating directly to your brain via chemical messengers in your blood. So the science behind a gut feeling is really this intuitive process where your brain makes use of past experiences along with these internal signals from your body and cues from the external environment, and that helps your mind make this decision to give you your quote unquote gut feeling or gut reaction to something. And all this happens so quickly that it can't even register with our conscious mind. So all this is basically going on subconsciously before we can even put the puzzle pieces together. Your brain has already showed you the completed puzzle. And that is how amazing your body and your brain are, and how picking up on energy, how your subconscious mind relates feelings and things and external environments to past experiences that your brain has seen before, and it does all that just to help protect you. That is the science behind a gut feeling. And they say that you should always listen to your gut feelings or your intuition. If you are ever in a situation where maybe you feel unsafe, or maybe you are around a person and you feel really uneasy around that person or nervous, it is said that if you feel this intuitive warning, you should act immediately to increase your safety, either leave the area, set a boundary, cross the street, call someone on the phone, lock the door, whatever that is. Don't ever feel awkward or embarrassed or stupid for acting on the gut feeling or intuitive message, because you may be getting that signal for a reason and you can't even comprehend how your brain and your body knew what was going to happen. But your job is just to listen to it sometimes. And I'm sure that there's many people that can tell you stories and they can attribute to their gut feeling getting them out of a really dangerous situation, or protecting someone they love, or maybe even protecting their own life. So listen to those gut reactions and read up on that a little bit more, because it is really amazing to understand how your body can do all of that so quickly without you consciously knowing what is going on. So that is the science behind the quote unquote gut feeling. And then another thing that's super interesting is basically how two different people can connect energy. So this is something common in relationships. You know, it's been shown that couples who spent a lot of time together begin to develop the same habits or same thought process or same emotion towards things. There have been a lot of scientific studies that have been done where they have a couple maybe watch a movie together, and then they are monitoring their brainwaves. And it has been shown that the couple may be watching one clip together and the same parts of their brain are lighting up, and examining the data of their different brainwaves and what parts of their brain they are using when doing certain tasks or looking at certain films. There is this theory called synchronized thinking. And synchronized thinking, or brain synchronicity, is the correlation of the brain activity over time amongst a group of people or a couple who share a particular context and demonstrate signs of neural synchrony. So that's also ties into the expression where maybe a couple is able to finish the other couple's sentence. This is also seen a lot in twins. And it's just like that secret language, that psychic intuition, you know, that saying, thinking on the same brainwave, if you will. This is a real thing, guys. And again, it's all energy. At the end of the day, it's all energy. So after digesting all that in and marinating on everything I just talked about, if we have the power to do these things, I want to manifest something else besides jury duty. I'm not saying that I'm not excited for jury duty. You know, all those years watching Law and Order with my grandma have prepared me for this day. And I am going to go show up to jury duty and do my part. But all I'm saying is, you know, if I have the power to do things like manifest jury duty, I'd rather manifest something that, I don't know, maybe I'd actually really want to do, like a trip or an opportunity or an experience. So I really want to challenge you guys to do this. So I want you guys to claim it and then receive it. So it's just like ordering something from Amazon. You go on Amazon, you find what you want, and boom, the next day it's just waiting at your doorstep for you to get. And this is the same thing with the theory of manifestation and the law of attraction. You know, that's really not a complicated process here. You know, step one is just knowing what you want to claim. What is it? What do you want? You know, I look at the calendar and it is April. The year is flying by. So, you know, a quarter of the year is over. We're moving on to the second quarter basically right now, guys. So, you know, as we know, time just goes so fast. And I feel like every day the time just goes faster and faster. And before we know it, it's going to be the end of the year. And no one wants to look back and think like, oh, the year's over and I didn't do or accomplish any of the things I wanted to do or accomplish this year. No one wants to be that person. I don't want to be that person. So this is just a reminder that focus on the things you want to focus on. So let's incorporate the energy of the universe. Let's incorporate the law of attraction, the power of manifestation to help get the things you want, because the universe is like Amazon. They're up there just boxing up their packages, just shipping them out every single day, and they want to send one to you. So number one, claim whatever it is that you want. I want this to happen. I want to go on this trip. I want to open this type of business. I want to make X amount of dollars within the next 3 months. Whatever it is, claim it. Say it, write it down, think about it every single day, period. Step two is you have to give power to it, give energy to it. And how do you do that? Number one, you got to think about it. So every day, you got to think about whatever it is that you want. Spend a couple minutes every day visualizing it. You're going to meditate to it. You're going to write it down. Maybe you're going to say it out loud. You're going to look at a picture of it on your vision board. Whatever it is, you're going to put energy to it. You're going to remind your subconscious mind, hey, this is what we're doing. This is where we're going. This is what we want. And just as your subconscious mind works super hard to give you those intuitive gut instincts, it's going to work hard to help you receive whatever you want to receive. And then step three is just believing. Believe that it's going to happen to you. Believe that it's coming. Believe that it's on the way. Talk like it's happening. You know, become the person already that you want to become. You know, if you're trying to manifest a trip to Italy, you know, start looking up photos of Italy on Instagram. Look up different hotels that you'd want to stay at. Train your brain to already think about the process of you going there or what outfit you want to wear. Whatever it is, just start taking the steps towards whatever it is that you want. And your job is just to be ready to receive it. Claim it, take co-aligned action for it, and then sit back and be ready to receive it. Okay, guys, well, that is my message for today. And I hope that you guys received it. And I really want you guys to just try it. And the more and more people that I meet on a daily basis who practice these techniques daily and who realize how powerful their subconscious mind is and how powerful and life altering their daily thoughts are, it's just truly so beautiful. And I want you guys all to feel that way about it and realize how much power you have and how much power your brain has over your future and how powerful your thoughts are on a daily basis. Thank you guys so much for showing up today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I truly, truly love being here and I am so thankful for all of you listening. So go out there and do something big. All right, guys. Well, you have a great day, and I cannot wait to catch you on the next episode. All right. Bye.